In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Monday of the first week in Lent, we heard the gospel of the final judgment, the judgment of the nations, taken from the 25th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. Our Lord describes the terrifying scene of the final judgment. The Son of Man will return in glory, his angels alongside him, and he will sit on his glorious throne. The Son of Man's first action is to assume the role of a shepherd who divides the sheep of his flock from the goats. The sheep, representing the righteous, the saints, will be placed on his right side, the side of dignity, the side of honor. The goats, representing the damned, will be placed on his left, the side of the unfortunate or dishonorable. Whatever else can be said of the righteous, it is clear that they led lives of generosity and compassion toward others. They supplied basic human needs to the hungry and thirsty of the world. They took in a stranger, put clothes on the naked, sat at the bedside of the ill, and helped comfort those in prison. The sheep are surprised to learn that in caring for the needy of this world, they have cared for the Lord himself. Jesus made it very clear that whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me. To love Christ is to love the ones whom Christ loves. As part of our Lenten discipline this year, the Institute of Christ the King is placing an emphasis on the patristic writings. The Fathers of the Church provide a wealth of material for us to consider, both in their sermons and in the commentaries they wrote on sacred scripture. This evening, I'll provide just a few words from Epiphanius the Latin, a little known prelate who lived in the late 5th century into the early part of the 6th century. One of his most important works was his interpretation of the Gospels. Commenting on the verse, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink," Epiphanius the Latin said, "The Lord hungers not in his own nature, but in his saints. The Lord thirsts not in his own nature, but in his poor. The Lord who clothes everyone is not naked in his own nature, but in his servants. The Lord who is able to heal all sicknesses and has already destroyed death itself is not diseased in his own nature, but in his servants. Our Lord, the one who can liberate every person, is not in prison in his own nature, but in his saints." Epiphanius clearly states that the sufferings of Christ are made manifest in the sufferings of those in our midst. Epiphanius the Latin also commented on the condemnation of the wicked. He said, "There is no excuse for it. They knew what they had to do in this world, but greed and ill will prevented them. So they laid up for themselves not treasures for the future, but the world of the dead. Neither were they condemned because of the active wrong they did, Nor did the Lord say to them, depart from me, you wicked, because you committed murder or adultery or theft. But instead, because I was hungry and thirsty in my servants, and you did not minister to me. If those who did no wrong are thus condemned, what must be said of those who do the works of the devil? If nothing else, the writings of Epiphanius the Latin provide us with an invitation to be more generous with the limited resources at our disposal and to assist those in our midst who are genuinely in need. Dorothy Day, the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, stated that everything a baptized person does each day should be directly or indirectly related to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. That's something for us to consider. May our Lenten disciplines of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting bring about a greater awareness of the ways that we too can partake in those corporal and spiritual works of mercy. May our deeds in this life help us to atone for our own sins. And by the grace of God's love and mercy, may we be counted among the sheep of the flock of the Good Shepherd, hearing those most beautiful words of our Lord. Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.